Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Journey into the matrix of the mind. Stretch your imagination and challenge reality. Abnormal realities are beacons for the imagination. What society deems abnormal may be more real than we think. This is Abnormal Realities with your hosts, Ron Phillips and Rocky Stucci.
Oh, and I got the finger point tonight from Brother Ron Phillips. Okay, so far so good. We got a good beginning, Brother Phillips. I'm concerned. I'm all right. But hey, before we continue, big shout out Doc Skinner. Hanging out over there on the tube. What's up, my brother? Audrey talked to him, and I think we're going to get him on the show, and that dude's going to take us in some rabbit holes.
Oh, Doc Skinner, yeah.
Yep.
He's
going to take us home, brother. Fun. Take us home. Take us to the motherland. Why did I just do that?
I don't know, dude, but let's just preface the show with I feel like total hammered dog shit.
That's
right now.
That's so depressing.
So if I fall over, Rocky's going to slide over and take over.
Okay.
And he's all got right. It.
I'm not going to lie. I actually had Ron give me a quick lesson. If there's certain buttons to push, don't know for sure which ones I need to push. I'm just going over there and just pushing buttons.
It doesn't matter as long as you don't shut everybody off because you got to carry on. You know what I'm saying?
I'll just keep going, bro.
Carry the hell on.
Yeah. You just text me what to do. You know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into talking about some things, El Conspirioso, is that a word?
It is now.
It just came together.
Yep.
Ron was having a conversation with Alicio just a few minutes ago.
In layman's.
Ron was talking to Lisa.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're doing a little screen thing on the phones.
Yep.
And, I don't know. So, you know, I like to start light on certain things. And, you know, Ron just likes to jump right in on certain things, right? So we're talking about, you know, let's have a little fun. You know, let's bring some entertainment to your homes, to your radios, to your ears, and to your hearts, because we are touching your hearts for you.
Right?
Okay, you feel that, bro?
Like, yeah, pretty much. You're about to ask me how much it would cost me to touch them.
How much?
Or how much I would charge. See, that's the thing.
Okay.
That's what the whole conversation we had before the show was about.
Sure was.
How much would it take?
How much would it take?
For me to do certain things.
Yep.
Oh, God.
So, Ron. Well, you all right, bro?
I'm good. I just feel
okay, like before shit. We play the What Would Ron Do for a certain amount of money, I just want to say that we're probably going to have a little fun with all of you. We are going to order.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
I started out light. No, we don't. So,
we're doing it.
I was thinking like a big live juicy cricket.
Nope.
And Ron had to kind of change shit up on us last minute, right? Just kind of had to say, you know what? I'm going to pull a Phillips on you. Okay.
We're doing this.
So this is what Ron.
Cambodian zebra tarantula.
Cambodian zebra tarantula.
Yep.
Spider.
I can get them right off of Amazon.
Hey, we're going to eat it. We are going to eat it.
Just he noticed he didn't say when.
Maybe we should have like Doc on the show and have him eat a freaking Amazonian zebra striped tarantula.
It's not zebra striped. It's
whatever, bro. It's a tarantula, and that's all I need to say. Period.
Yeah.
Why do they gotta give it names like that?
I have eaten on my radio shows in the past, I've eaten crickets, mealworms. What else did I eat? butthole, chocolate buttholes.
Yeah, yeah, you did. You had like four of them.
I ate six of them. Well, yeah. How many were in there? Six? Yeah, I think six were in there. I ate four of them.
You sure did.
And then I took them to my family's house for like Thanksgiving. And they
You went downstairs and offered one to your daughter.
They didn't appreciate it.
You're like, hey, honey, want a butthole?
No. Anyhow. They didn't see the humor in it, but
so
that sucks.
We're going to do a translation. He said... He said they didn't see the humor in it. That sucks. So they didn't think looking at a chocolate butthole was funny.
Oh, so Mary Mansfield says we're only a couple of steps away from durian and surstromming after that.
What does that mean?
That's that stinky ass fish.
Oh, I'm on it. I told him I am on it.
You're doing that. I don't know if I can do that, dude.
Dude, I'm on it. Seriously.
Jeez.
Okay, I'm not saying we're going to actually finish.
Doc Skinner said,
Yeah, come on. I'm not saying that we're going to finish. I'm just saying that we're going to make an attempt, and I think just getting through opening the damn ass can would be the challenge in itself. And then looking at the slime coming off those things.
Dude,
But I also have one more challenge that I'd like to throw on the table, and we ask Ron Phillips the question, how much? So we will start the game of how much.
What are you talking
Just
about?
Like this. How much?
Oh, I'm not doing that tonight.
How much? Uh-uh. No, no, not tonight. You don't have to do it tonight.
Hmm. So that's the packy chip. Let me see it.
What is the price, Ron Phillips? Dude, do you like how I just rolled that in? You didn't even know I had that on me.
No, but I figured you'd bring it at some point.
That's right. I would, bro.
Carolina Reaper Scorpion Pepper. One extremely hot tortilla chip inside.
Yep.
Packy One Chip Challenge.
Yeah, packy.
Warning.
One chip challenge.
Do not eat if you are sensitive to spicy foods, allergic to peppers, nightshades, or capsaicin, or are pregnant or have medical conditions. Well, that's me.
Ron's out.
Keep out of reach of children.
Son of a bitch.
After touching the chip, wash your hands with soap and do not touch your eyes or other sensitive areas.
Don't worry, Ron. Got you covered.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Seek medical assistance should you experience difficulty breathing, fainting, or extended nausea.
Yeah, somebody said, dude, if you do it, don't swallow spit. I'm like, what? Wait, what? What happens afterwards?
Do I get to have milk?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you can have whatever you want, bro.
Are you eating half of it?
No.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I got a condition.
I have a condition.
It's called stomatitis.
I have a condition called I'm not that damn dumb.
Yeah, it's called don't put a damn packy chip in your gut. But yeah. So the person wasn't joking with me. They said literally chew it and then just spit it out because it'll do the damage of the mouth, but it ain't going to mess up your intestines. You know what I mean?
Oh,
excuse me. You all right, bro? Whoa, what the hell's wrong with you?
Sorry, it came up on me quick. So he said chew it up, swish it around, and then spit out.
Yeah, don't swallow it.
Oh.
So you'll go through the excitement of the burn in the mouth, like people freak out, but the aftermath has sent literally people to the hospital, dude, and I don't seriously.
A friend
folks,
of mine, he freaking had stomach pains all day.
I was
day,
gonna
dude.
Say, grab your gut for a second, because I'm gonna say it because I don't want to have to poop a packy chip.
Jamie, I don't think I have the COVID. I think I just have an infection of some sort. I just don't know what it is. I don't have any of the symptoms.
Dude, okay. People are losing their shit. All right.
About
scratchy throats. Right away they think.
Yeah, oh yeah.
A sneeze, right away they think.
Yeah.
A little.
Well, it doesn't help when people like you go, oh, you okay?
Yeah, all right, bro. What's the matter with you? You okay?
Yeah, you okay?
You need a hug? Come on, I'm here for you. All right, so about 3 years ago, I came down here for the Celebrity Softball event, which is coming up here in June. So as we get closer, we will have some people on the program just to, you know, help Brother TK out and... you know, we will be there hanging out with the greats. Well, we are the greats.
I thought we were the greats.
So, when I was down here, we had some business in Dallas. I think we're going to
the radio station.
The radio station in Dallas.
We went to WBAP and KLIF right there in downtown Dallas. And while we were there,
yes,
we thought, you know what? Rocky's never been down here before. Let's take him to the Pride of Texas. Not really.
No.
It just happens to be where the thing took place.
Yep.
So we took him to the assassination site of JFK, the sixth floor. We didn't go up in the sixth floor museum.
I didn't go, no.
We just went to Dealey Plaza.
Dude, I'll tell you something. When you said that to me, it never registered when I came down here about that spot. So when you said, do you want to go to the JFK spot? Dude, I kind of passed out a little bit. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything to you, but
people don't get, people don't remember it. I mean, especially, you know, people, because that happened before I was born. But it, for me, it's not, it's a respectful,
it's different.
It's a different place. I mean, yeah, it's like, you want to show respect while you're there, but you want to also learn, you want to figure out what's going on. And obviously it's one of the largest conspiracy theories in the freaking world. And has been,
maybe more conspiracy.
I said one of, but you're right. Maybe more conspiracy than theory, but
yeah.
Well, and it's been what, 65 years, 60, no, 58 years, something like that.
When I was driving here, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, or no, actually I was driving home today and I was thinking about the only way to ever truly see the world for what it is, what it was, what it always has been, is to literally, and I got to explain, but you literally step out of the realm of reality. Like, you detach from all views, all consciousness, all political views, all religious views, and you just step back and you just become nothing, right? And it sounds weird, but there's people out there that totally get what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
And you detach from all of it because everything in that bubble, that compartment of our existence, that manufactured reality, is all designed for reaction. It's all designed for reaction.
Correct.
So we look at situations historically of some of these grand events like JFK, like other events that we'll discuss further. And then being able to detach from information that we've been indoctrinated to believe and see things differently, you start looking at things and you're like, you know what? That is plausible. You know what? That's plausible. That's plausible. This type of warfare is plausible. It's all plausible. And it's plausible that your life is irrelevant to the rulers of our existence, our physical rulers.
Yeah.
You are expendable. You are nothing but motor oil in this grander machine. And you get changed all the time, right? So when we talk about JFK, and we sit there and we say, well, how would somebody do something in such public view and create such a bullshit narrative, but yet an entire world believes it, that it's even possible? I would love for 1 second to see any sharpshooter go up into that window and have the exact same gun that Lee Harvey Oswald used to shoot at JFK, 3 shots in what, 5 seconds?
6 seconds, but they've done that before.
And what was their accuracy rate?
It was doable. It was doable. But the second and third shots, if that's all there were, the second and third shots were so quick that the guy who did the test said that he literally didn't have time to think or aim. He just pulled up the weapon and pulled the trigger. So his result was, it's doable, but it has to be completely luck. And I'm going to tell you, when you watch this video, and we do have the Zapruder film tonight. Rocky's going to play it for us. I also have the trailer for JFK Revisited, which is the Oliver Stone movie or documentary that came out late November. Yeah, November 22nd, actually. He says he has new information, but he didn't really provide a whole lot of new information. But when you go back and look at it,
so
he talks a lot more about the CIA and Dulles, and that kind of stuff just freaking wears me out. That's where Rocky and I were talking about the what's it called?
What?
The where they try to get us into war by doing stupid shit.
Propaganda?
It's the program. Underwoods or
Project Northwoods.
Project Northwoods. I couldn't remember it. Thank you.
We literally Project Northwoods just is not a conspiracy at all. This was a real thing and it made it all the way to Kennedy. This is one of the theories on why possibly Kennedy was assassinated. One of the theories.
Yeah.
To where our CIA was going to have a droned commercial aircraft with civilian in it, a droned commercial aircraft, fly and act like it was getting shot down, and they were going to have recordings in this airplane to make it sound like people were either calling in for help or an SOS or whatever the F they do when the plane is crashing, and give the perception globally that Cuba shot down a commercial aircraft with American citizens in it, which then would have justified us waging war
against Cuba. A military reaction.
Yep, a military reaction. And it was all the way go. It was a go. It was set up. It was ready to go, and it made it all the way to Kennedy's desk. And right at the last minute, he says he can't do it.
He so Field Guy 316 has been throwing out some stuff tonight. He says it was his bodyguard that killed him. He also said the records are sealed till 2200. So in the documentary, he talks about the records being sealed until 2029, but they may have revised that because they can't get a lot of people to come forth with the information that they're supposed to have. And when you look at it and you dig into it and you realize that the government has supposedly, quote unquote, lost a lot of the documentation, then there are some things out there that the government just don't want us to know, and we'll probably never know. It will be a conspiracy for the rest of our lives and our kids' lives and for as long as people are talking about it. You know, we know what happened to President Lincoln. Dude shot him in the back of the head and jumped off the stage and ran to the alley in the back. I mean, John Wilkes Booth, that's what happened. We know that because everybody saw it. Everybody saw what happened. But in this particular case, this has probably been the most investigated assassination in the history of the U.S. just because they're trying to use acoustics now on the motorcycle radios to determine how many shots were fired. They have, you know, tried to, there are documentaries showing lines drawn to show where bullets travel. And if you think the pristine bullet isn't an issue, you are terribly wrong, because this documentary goes into the whole aspect. And that's primarily what this is about, the chain of custody on the pristine bullet, in that it was found and handed off about six times before it made it to the Secret Service. And because the Warren Commission could only work with three bullets, because that's all that were found upstairs in the sixth floor depository window, then they had to assume that one of those bullets was that pristine bullet. No matter how many times they tested shooting that rifle at bone material, like they said it hit in Connolly, that bullet deformed. You cannot have a pristine bullet having traveled through two people multiple times and still have it. So it's the dumbest ass thing that I've ever seen, I ever heard of. Those types of things are what make people go, okay, this is crap.
Let me ask you though, Phillips, when you look at any event at this caliber, and we can name a few, why is it that not more people, when there's too many loopholes within a conclusion?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about Building 7 yesterday. It was a 100% controlled demolition. Nobody questions how did they get that building rigged with dynamite if they claimed they decided to pull it, because that was what they claimed to do. You can't work in a facility loaded with dynamite ready to be blown at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Nobody questions it. You look at somebody like JFK, where they said they had a guy upstairs in this tower, book depository, and fired three bullets in however many seconds, and almost damn near impossible to do, and somehow got the perfect headshot with the moving vehicle. People just believe it. They just believe, oh, we caught the guy. Oh, no, the guy was assassinated by a guy that was connected to the mafia. That shit don't stink at all. So, yeah, don't even ask questions about that, right?
Yeah, Doc says, was the magic bullet a distraction?
That too.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You know, when you can only go so far in any kind of real legitimate investigative work, like you talk about these people that are doing where they're tracing the bullets.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying.
You know, and then you start doing trajectory and angles and all that other stuff. And what's their conclusion?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you've had show after show after show. People have made tons of money trying to calculate trajectory and timing and stuff like that to prove that this could happen or not happen.
Or,
and it's always inconclusive.
Do they always decide to always have something that they leave open-ended to keep us little peasants distracted?
Maybe.
On that, while all that other real life, real time shit's going on. You know what I mean? We're going to still talking about Area 51, and we're going to keep talking about the Kennedy assassination, and we're going to keep talking about 9/11 because they give us enough cheese. You know what I'm saying? They throw just enough cheese on there to create those loopholes to keep people possessed into that research and to try to bring forth truth. You know what I mean? It just scares the shit out of me, brother, that people just don't. But we do on Abnormal Realities.
Go, boy. Go.
Dude, I got goosebumps on my thighs. You did get goosebumps. That was so weird.
In 1964, the Warren Commission concluded that Oswald had acted alone and that no credible evidence supported the contention that he was involved in a conspiracy to assassinate the president. And we all know that in, was it 1979, the United States formed what's called the House Select Committee on Assassinations, and they agreed with the Warren Commission that Oswald did, in fact, assassinate Kennedy, but concluded that the commission's report and the original FBI investigation were seriously flawed. The HSCA concluded that at least four shots were fired, with a high probability that two gunmen fired at the president and that a conspiracy was probable. Now, this was in 1979, and yet we're still talking about this some 40 years later.
There's an Area 54. Oh, wait, Studio 54? Yes. Area 54.
No, there's a Studio 54.
What's Area 54? Is that another UFO place?
I don't know. I think he meant Area 51. I don't know. Who?
Son of a bitch. Go, Phillips.
Let's see. Documents under Section 5 of the President John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act of 1992 were required to be released within 25 years of the bill's October 26, 1992 effective date. Most of the documents were released on October 26, 2017, exercising a provision of the 92 Act that allows for a president to extend the deadline. President Trump set a new deadline of October 26, 2021 for the remaining documents to be released. In October 21, President Biden further extended the deadline to December 15, 2022, citing delays related to the COVID-19 pandemic. So if Trump, who is the one that I would have thought would have released all of that and any other information about UFOs, didn't want to release it, is there something, or are there people still alive today that can be affected by what information might be released? My guess is that we'll never know that. We'll never know because they won't release, even with Freedom of Information Act requests, they'll never release the information that tells us definitively what happened. Unless some whistleblower decides they're going to grab all of the information and throw it out there, and even then, the government's going to try to debunk it.
I'm just going to circle back to what I was saying. It's why do we sit here and say, oh, you want to keep that shit secret for 50 years? No problem. I'll never know what's going to say on it. And then in 50 years, they'll do what they're doing and they'll just continue. And we don't. Why, if there are people that document is protecting is the reason why they put it away in the secrecy for that long, maybe their asses aren't the one that needs the protection.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those are the ones that need to be brought to justice and have the answers. And if this is the case, then we don't have a legitimate judicial system in our country. So you're talking about that elite can get away with murder in plain sight, and we'll protect those involved for 50, 60 years so they could die, you know?
And not have to deal with the consequences.
But and by why? That time,
why were they?
Shit?
Why were they allowed to not have to deal with the consequences?
I don't understand, brother. I mean, I don't understand.
That's my problem with the whole thing. Is if not everybody in the U.S. government was involved, why did those who were not involved allow those who were involved to be able to skate by without dealing with the issue.
Yep.
I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, the bottom line is somebody's not telling us something.
And nobody gets pissed. I mean, it's the American taxpayer, the American citizen. I mean, it is our right. It is our right to know. They don't have the power. They shouldn't have the power to suppress it. But here's the thing. 50 years from now, Phillips, yep. we're going to have another generation of people that aren't emotionally connected to the event. They'll postpone it again. And you'll have another generation of people not emotionally connected to the event. Yep. By the time the truth really does come out, they're not going to give a shit.
Won't care. After we get back from the break, we're going to talk about Dulles, who was the head of the CIA at the time. And quite honestly, it was he's a piece of shit. Let's just go there. So we'll talk about that. We'll also show you the trailer for the JFK Revisited documentary, Through the Looking Glass.
Sad piece of shit.
Yep. AbnormalRealities.com, folks. That's where you can find our stuff. Go out and check it out. We'll be back in two.
Son of a bitch.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs. And if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logoed designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romikadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
Abnormal Realities.
All right. So let's see. Oh, this is a cool one. You may affect magnetic phenomena that makes credit cards unreadable after you've been carrying them. Do you have a problem with your credit cards?
I do not.
He is not a slider.
I'm not a slider.
All right. And number everything is that's no more numbers.
What are you doing? I'm just thinking about how much of a train wreck we are.
Give me a hug.
No, I'm not hugging you. God, how long is this show gonna go? I can't believe you got to the end of the story and you went, humana, humana, humana. There are no more numbers. What?
I thought there was another one. I tried playing it all. It rolled over on me.
Abnormal Realities.
Every time I look at the clock, the break gets further away. I don't understand.
With Ron and Rocky. 8 p.m. Eastern. Mojo 5-0.
Can he do it?
Oh, you missed it.
I did.
The hell you doing, dude?
Dude, I'm in a meditative state right now.
Why are you meditating?
I'm trying to connect with the event.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. Well, connect.
Dude, remember, hey, when we went there, you know, two things that bothered me. No, one thing that bothered me.
What?
Was, and I'm guilty because I was caught up in the moment, but the amount of people that show up so they can run out in the street to the X and have their picture taken.
Correct.
Where he got the headshot.
Yeah.
I mean, it stops traffic.
There is an X on the street. Yeah.
Two of them.
That's correct. The throat shot and the headshot.
But it's weird because all your life, you watch this. All your life, you see it. You watch all the documentaries. And then just like that, boom, bitches, you're there.
Well, here's the thing that I thought was cool for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Is you actually jumped up on the pillar?
Yep.
Where Abraham Zapruder shot that video from. You looked at that sight line through your eyes and not just through a video.
I connected in my soul.
It was crazy, right? The grassy knoll area. You saw the fence, the wooden fence.
People have written all over it.
There's
the parking lot. There's the railroad
tracks. The train station. Yep. It's all happening.
You're there. You're in the moment. You're in the event. Your heart starts beating. You start sweating cold sweats. Your hands start trembling just a little bit. Then all of a sudden you get leg lock. You get leg lock. And then all of a sudden you hear people. You hear people cheering. And then you see these cars coming down the road. And then boom.
Did you know that's still an active crime scene?
It should be.
Yeah, it still is.
It will be forever.
Guys, JFK revisited through the looking glass. Here's the trailer.
What kind of a peace do we seek? Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, peace in all time.
The flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died some 38 minutes ago.
Here is the suspect.
24-year-old Lee H. Oswald.
I'm just a patsy,
President.
Who actually fired the shots that killed Kennedy? Was there a conspiracy?
In the years since the Warren Report, there is now so much more that we know. Conspiracy theories are now conspiracy facts.
The Warren Commission successfully deceived the public.
Alan Dulles' appointment to the Warren Commission is one of the great frauds of American history.
Documents are withheld by the FBI, the CIA.
Intelligence agencies did all the wrong things if they were looking for conspiracy.
We will go back and piece together new facts and evidence that shed more light on what really happened here that day.
Commission believes that the same bullet that hit Kennedy hit Connally. Well, I don't believe it.
It is indeed a magic bullet.
Oswald was a figure of interest for 4 years before the assassination. They were reading his mother's mail.
His first year in office, Kennedy made many enemies.
He vows he's going to shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces.
Have you ever committed any act of violence?
He was intimately involved in the cover-up.
Once you kill a president on the streets of American City, that sends a signal.
The rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened.
If America really wants a democratic society, and we should get to the bottom of this traumatic crime that continues to reverberate throughout American history.
This nation will not be fully free until all its citizens are free.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And for those that don't know it, that was the third attempt to assassinate Kennedy. And they finally got him. Did you know that?
No.
There was an assassination. There was supposed to be an assassination attempt. I think it was in Florida. I don't remember where the first one was. The second one was in Chicago. But he backed out of the first one because they told him that. The second one, not sure what happened there, but this was the third. This was the third one. But you got to think, when you're drawing out a motorcade path, you know, and that's one of the things that people argue about all the time, is that motorcade path had this dead zone in it, where it is a switchback 90 degree or more, 110 degree turn. So the motorcade has to slow down to almost a stop to get around that corner. What's odd to me is that even if the first shot was taken during that stop, we haven't noticed that yet, because we think the first shot was taken just after he was speeding up coming out of that turn. But the second and third shots happened going down the road at what speed? 30, 40 miles an hour, yep. Right?
Yep.
The Zapruder film, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but it didn't come out for like 12 years after the assassination.
Well, how many people accidentally died the year after JFK assassination?
I don't remember, but quite a few, I think.
Yeah, just accidentally drove their car off a freaking mountain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so there's CIA conspiracies that we can talk about. There are Secret Service conspiracy. Military industrial complex is a big conspiracy.
The CIA, the
organized
Secret Service,
crime.
They were told, you actually even see a guy, a couple of the security guys were running up towards the car, and they were told to back off. It's plain as day. That's not a theory. It's in the video. You see him back, and this guy kind of is like, you know, and he starts backing up, and then just seconds later, you know, it's raining bullets.
So the guy who jumped on the back of the limousine, I've seen him in many documentaries talking about it.
544 died.
After that?
544?
That's a ridiculous number. That's a ridiculous number. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the guy's name. Somebody can throw it out there that was the first Secret Service agent to reach the car as Jackie Kennedy was trying to crawl out the back or at least pick up her husband's brain pieces.
Is that what she was really doing?
That's what is being said now, is that she crawled on the back of the car to pick up the brain pieces that were on the trunk.
Do you want to watch it?
Yeah, if we've got it.
Do you have to give a warning to people
or
anything?
No, no. No, you're not connected to me, though.
I am connected to you.
Are you? Oh, yeah, I see it. So let me say this. So the Zapruder film didn't come out for quite a number of years after the assassination. Do you know, and you know this person, do you know who released that to the public?
Who do I know?
I'm just asking.
Do I know the person?
Uh-huh.
Who is it?
Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, I don't like
back in the 70s, dude. I mean, he was a young whippersnapper.
That's when he was still actually searching for truth.
Yeah.
You're not creating.
Yeah, are you going to play the whole thing?
Yeah, sorry, I was thinking about Geraldo. Oh, okay. I kind of want to have a conversation.
All right, ready to go when you are.
All right, brother, come on. Should I do the volume? I don't know what it says.
This version tracks the limousine and maintains President Kennedy and Governor Connally at center frame. This version is only in slow motion.
Turn that up.
It's all the way up there, okay. Brother Phillips. It's just a low volume video, but it's Kennedy driving. I don't think there's any more narrative.
Move your mouse. You've got that thing up.
So, you know what? I'm going to point something out too, but I'm going to let this play. Okay, so there's a first shot, and then, boom, there's a second X right there. Dude, I don't know, man. That whole front of the face came off. I'm sorry, folks. I probably should have warned you. I think you know. But okay, so there's...
Yeah, she's jumping back there to get...
I don't know if she's out there like...
She wasn't trying to get off the car or out of the car.
Brain cropping and gardening brains, but she might have just had to move it out of the way or something. But here's the question. I'm going to do this again. Here's the question, though.
Tracks the limousine.
Hold on a second. Let's get that off. Why would there be brain matter on the trunk?
Well, you got to think, when the bullet hit him in the head, it just blew everywhere. And I'm of the opinion...
front of his face blew off.
The front right lobe of his head blows. So there he's got the throat. She's over trying to figure it out. Connally turns around. Boom. So the front right... If it looks like to me right there, right? So to me, and people talk about a front shooter, I'll be honest with you, for the front right side of his head to blow like that, in my opinion, the entry wound would have been in the back.
Well, his head whips.
His head does whip back, but that's because of inertia, dude.
All right.
When the bullet hits him, boom, pops him back.
I just want to point one other thing out. This isn't the video, but I sent Ron a video back in the day. I keep clicking this so I can explain.
Well, and this one doesn't look like that video.
I know it, but they're saying Connally could have potentially been a shooter. But in that video I sent, it was a lot clearer than this. So let's watch it. Let's watch Connally. Okay, I don't know. He's shot right there, right? Now he turns around, and here he goes. Ready? They're saying, I don't know.
There's no way. I thought you were talking about it was the passenger, front seat passenger.
I wonder what all the that's what it was, actually.
Yeah, the front seat passenger, not Connally.
I wonder what was going through people's minds when they were, because I was actually just seeing people. I was watching the people. When you see the headshot, now all those people right there have no idea that they're about to see Kennedy get lit up.
Right.
And now you see this one person start to run right there. See how he's ducking down? Why is everybody else not moving, but that one person was the one that moved out of the way? See, I just noticed that. I just came up with something.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't showing the video?
Oh, when? Oh, do it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we're done.
Oh, no, play that again.
We are done.
No, play it again. No. I'm sorry. I was getting a message.
I'm shutting it off, bro.
Okay.
I'm shutting it off.
You can play the video when you want to. All right. Damn it. The following program includes graphic images. Are you playing it or not?
I'm not playing nothing. This is the wrong spot.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, I don't know. Oh, so what I was going to say is when we were there, there was that guy who was set up, who was like the biggest researcher. He interviewed the most people that were actually involved in the event. What are you doing?
I'm telling the person who called me that I'm live on the air right now.
Who called you?
Brother Newman. who knows we're live every night.
Hey, Newman, you were texting me yesterday almost at this exact... You should call him on the damn phone.
He texted me yesterday at this time, too.
Son of... Should I call him?
No, don't call him.
Dude, I'll call him. Put him on speakerphone. Just to let him know what's up, bro.
I texted him. I told him we were live.
No, you just got to call him. Don is hot.
He is hot. I accidentally dialed your phone, he said. I am so sorry.
Oh, is he listening?
No, I texted him back.
No, I want to know why he don't listen.
Oh, I don't know why he don't listen.
It kind of upsets me a little bit.
I know, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. CIA conspiracy.
What's it? Yeah.
Addressing speculation that Oswald was a CIA agent or had some relationship with the agency. The Warren Commission stated in 1964 that their investigation revealed no evidence that Oswald was ever employed by the CIA in any capacity.
No, you know, it's easy to say that. It's easy to say that Oswald wasn't employed. He wasn't on the CIA's payroll.
Even the HSCA said that there was no CIA involvement in the assassination.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Then why was Daddy Bush there?
I don't know, dude.
No. Daddy Bush was there when Oswald was assassinated.
He was actually there when Kennedy was assassinated, too.
Leaning right up against the wall.
Yeah, somebody said that to me, and I heard that he was leaned up against the wall and may have spoken to Jack Ruby prior to.
That's weird. And he just happened to be in the CIA at the time. That's super weird, but the CIA had nothing to do with this, right?
Yeah.
Of course they did. Who was the one tracking Oswald for 4 years prior to the assassination? Was it the CIA or was it the FBI? Probably both.
Yeah, I would think that it was probably...
And you know what they were doing? They were creating a character. They were surrounding him with people. They're infiltrating his life. They were creating the picture. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to be the perfect, what do they call him? Not a scapegoat, a perfect patsy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a perfect patsy for the project. You know, so they created a whole image. He's a radical. He's out on corners. Let's take a picture of him on a corner. What was he, pro-communist? Supposed to be, what was his ideology?
Communism.
He was communist.
Marxism, I think.
And there again, there's Cuba.
Yeah.
Right? So you got the Cuba Missile Crisis. What was that, Bay of Pigs?
Bay of Pigs. Yeah.
Actually, we know somebody that knows some of the agents that were involved in the Bay of Pigs. Would that not be the right, is this show good for that or no?
Probably, yeah.
Because it's conspiracy, right?
That's all got conspiracy interlaced with it.
Okay, yeah. So there it is.
Yep.
Shit.
Secret Service conspiracy. The House Select Committee on Assassinations reported that it investigated, quote, alleged Secret Service complicity in the assassination and concluded that the Secret Service was not involved. However, the HSCA declared that the Secret Service was deficient in the performance of its duties. Among its findings, the HSCA noted that, one, President Kennedy had not received adequate protection in Dallas. Two, that the Secret Service possessed information that was not properly analyzed, investigated, or used by the Secret Service in connection with the president's trip to Dallas. And three, that the Secret Service agents in the motorcade were inadequately prepared to protect the president from a sniper.
Well, they're blaming Kennedy on that, though. They're blaming that he diverted the route on the way to the destination. And because he diverted the route, even though there was people there to see him.
Well, this next statement is pretty telling.
Tell us, bro.
I had never thought of this before. Even watching that Zapruder film, I had never watched about it. The HSCA says, no actions were taken by the agent in the right front seat of the presidential limousine, Roy Kellerman, to cover the president with his body, although it would have been consistent with Secret Service procedure for him to have done so. The primary function of the agent was to remain at all times in close proximity to the president in the event of such emergency.
So he sat in the front seat?
And he turned around and looked at him, and sure he's the one that you thought pulled the trigger. What's up, baby? Right? And he didn't even attempt a move back there. I wonder if it was that he just wasn't thinking fast enough. But you know they're trained to think that way.
That's right. And Jamie, you know what? I agree with you in regards to from JFK to 9/11, because there is some similarities in the creation of this dialectic. You know what I'm saying? Problem, reaction, solution. And this is not something, this type of an event is not something they come up with real quick in a basement, you know, watching America's Funniest Videos. You know, I love that show.
America's Funniest Video.
I love watching people get scared. There's something about it that's just, it soothes me, you know. This is something that's planned out. It's coordinated. You know, I mean, look at some of the insane research that was done for 9/11 and the information that's out there. It's suppressed. You got to look for it. But there is information out there of some serious stuff that just makes you, it's like, plane to get your pilot's license, this through the training of that, how he just kind of slithered through all these little things that happened a year or two before this event happened, the different, you know, interventions we've had as our government with certain people in certain countries, Israel, the radar system, air traffic control. I mean, all these different things, you're just like, none of that shit adds up. It just don't make sense. I mean, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, but that's not right. How hard is it to sit there with just a little bit of common sense and say there's something that just stinks?
Yeah.
Right? So it takes time because there's a certain problem to create a certain reaction because there's a desired solution. And this is a decades long thing. This ain't something that somebody wants to get rich quick scheme, right? This is a generational change for long term control. Thank you. Texas. Good night.
Some argue that the lack of Secret Service protection occurred because Kennedy himself had asked that the Secret Service make itself discreet during the visit. However, Vince Palomara, who interviewed several Secret Service agents assigned to the Kennedy detail, disputes this statement. Palomara reports that Secret Service driver Sam Kinney told him that requests such as removing the bubble top from the limousine in Dallas, not having agents positioned beside the limousine's rear bumper, and reducing the number of Dallas police motorcycle outriders near the limousine's rear bumper were not made by Kennedy.
You guys do have a lot of cops on motorcycles.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Especially Dallas and Fort Worth. Yeah. In the book, The Echo from Dealey Plaza, Abraham Bolden, the first African-American on the White House Security Service detail, claimed to have overheard agents say that they would not protect Kennedy from would-be assassins.
What?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Abraham Bolden, the first African-American on the White House Security Service detail, said that he overheard other agents saying that.
Huh. Is that relevant? I mean, obviously, if we had a sniper in a window, there wasn't much those agents could have done. I mean, even if that car was surrounded by agents.
No, but they could have covered him. They could have gotten to him, at least on the first shot. They could have gotten to him and maybe gotten shot themselves as opposed to him getting shot.
Do they even realize that he was shot? I mean, how many seconds would it have taken for them to realize? Because he was doing this.
The guy who runs up to the car,
yeah,
he realized he was shot. He realized he was shot, I think, based on the second shot. Because he starts running. Because he gets there literally just after the headshot. And he was already in motion. Right. What was I going to say? Questions regarding the forthrightness of the Secret Service increased in the 90s when the Assassination Records Review Board, which was created when Congress passed the JFK Records Act, requested access to Secret Service records. The review board was told by the Secret Service that in January 1995, in violation of the JFK Records Act, the Secret Service destroyed protective survey reports that covered JFK's trips from September 24th through November 8th, 1963. Interesting. And then, of course, there's the whole organized crime conspiracy. But the Warren Commission found no evidence linking Ruby's killing of Oswald with any broader conspiracy to assassinate President Kennedy.
Of course they didn't, bro.
Yeah. You got to think. Now, how many days was Oswald alive after the assassination? 3 or 4 or 5, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And it was when he was being transferred from Dallas that Ruby killed him. So there was plenty of time to plan. If you watch the 1991 movie JFK, Kevin Costner does a good job as the actor who puts everybody on the stand. I can't remember the guy's name. He was an attorney here in Dallas.
There you go.
Who? What is that?
That's Ruby. Or that's Oswald coming out, getting ready for transport. It almost looks fake. It doesn't even look like a real building. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, look at that. It looks like a movie set. And Look at the people outside. None of this looks real. It just looks not real.
And there was Ruby on the side. You saw him. It does. It just looks surreal, doesn't it?
And Danny Bush is there somewhere. Somebody pointed him out before. Yeah, he is right. I think
there's Ruby on the right with the hat.
Yeah, Danny Bush is somewhere over here. I know. Oh, wait, I think that's him right here. I think that's Daddy Bush. Let me see. Yep, that's him. This is Daddy Bush right here.
Wow.
Yep. You got it.
That's interesting. I had never known that he was there.
Mr. CIA himself.
Shot him right in the gut.
Yeah, that's a shot right there, isn't it? Dude, I froze it perfectly. Thank you.
That's what I do. Crazy. Movie guy. All right. So let's see what else. Organized crime, no. Lyndon B. Johnson conspiracy. A 2003 Gallup poll indicated that nearly 20% of Americans suspected that LBJ of being involved in the assassination of Kennedy. Critics of the Warren Commission have accused Johnson of plotting the assassination because he, quote, disliked the Kennedys and feared that he would be dropped from the Democratic ticket for the 64 election. I can more believe that Johnson was involved than I can the Secret Service.
Dude, wait a minute. What about the Dallas policeman nicknamed JFK that was shot also 15 minutes after JFK was shot?
Never heard of that.
Okay.
No, but there was Tippetts. Tippetts was shot in his police car, I think, as Oswald was running to the theater.
Okay, it says right here, on August 5th, 1978, a committee received information from a former Dallas policeman, Starvis Ellis, that Ellis had also seen a missile hit the ground in the area of the motorcade.
A missile? What? Okay, now we're getting out there.
Oh, this is interesting.
That video has been out so long, I don't remember seeing missiles.
There were little baby drone missiles.
Called bullets.
That's a big screen.
Real little baby drone missiles.
They were little baby drone missiles.
Whatever, dude.
He said, they're called bullets.
Madeline Brown. Does anybody know who she is? She was the mistress of LBJ. Has also implicated him in a conspiracy to kill Kennedy in 97. Brown said that Johnson, along with H.L. Hunt, had begun planning Kennedy's demise as early as 1960. Brown claimed that by its fruition in 1963, the conspiracy involved dozens of persons, including the leadership of the FBI and the mafia, as well as prominent politicians and journalists. In the documentary, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, Madeline Brown and May Newman, an employee of Texas oil man Clint Murchison, both placed FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover at a social gathering at Murchison's mansion the night before the assassination. Interesting. I had never heard that he even had a mistress that was involved in this.
Who?
Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Who wasn't afraid, by the way, to show his Johnson.
He wasn't?
No, the dude would take a crap in the middle of a meeting with the door open and talk to people.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You've
never done that before?
No. What? No.
You never had an intimate conversation while you're on the pooper, bro?
Only with some of my family members and very few of them.
Dude, next time you're pooping on the toilet, call me up. I'm coming over. No. And I'm going to pull up a chair right on the outside, and we're just going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about things like life. You know? Life.
And here's the final piece of it we'll talk about tonight. George H.W. Bush conspiracy.
Oh.
On November 29th, 1963, 7 days later, Exactly 1 week after the assassination, an employee of the FBI wrote in a memo that, quote, Mr. George Bush of the Central Intelligence Agency, end quote, was given a briefing on the reaction to the assassination by Cuban exiles living in Miami. Some have alleged that the George Bush cited in this memo is the future U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who was appointed head of the CIA by President Gerald Ford in 1976, 13 years after the assassination. During Bush's presidential campaign in 88, the memo resurfaced, prompting the CIA to claim that the memo was referring to an employee named George Williams Bush. However, George Williams Bush disputed this suggestion, declaring under oath that, quote, I am not the George Bush of the Central Intelligence Agency referred to in the memorandum. On the website JFK Facts, author Jefferson Morley writes that any communication by Bush with the FBI or CIA in November 63 does not necessarily demonstrate culpability in the assassination, and that it is unclear whether Bush had any affiliation with the CIA prior to his appointment to the head.
Oh, really?
Or to head the agency in 1976.
What did he do? Just fill out a resume and say, I'm interested in being the director of the CIA here. Here's my resume, yep. Bitches. Hope you give me an interview. You know, one of those ones where you read a bunch of questions on three pages of paper and then you write down my answers.
So Bush biographer Kitty Kelly alleges that Bush Sr. was unable to remember his whereabouts on the day of Kennedy's assassination.
It happens, dude.
Despite the fact that this information is known.
It happens.
The day of the assassination, Bush flew to Tyler, Texas to make an appearance ahead of his upcoming campaign for the U.S. Senate in 64 and spoke to the FBI about a local who had threatened Kennedy. The previous day, Bush had been in Dallas to speak at an oil industry meeting.
Oh.
Morley has suggested the possibility that Bush's report to the FBI was a cover story, but cautioned that speculation, however plausible, isn't evidence and that Kelly is not the most reliable of sources.
Mm-mm. Stupid.
Hmm.
Don't like him. Don't like him.
Well, even if he was involved, the dude went to his grave with that information. So it is what it is.
Give him one, Ron.
It is what it is.
There you go, Daddy Bush.
Yeah. Mm. So that's the JFK assassination. Now, we don't even know what we're talking about tomorrow night.
Dude, we didn't even scratch the surface. What about the six shooters?
Oh, my God. The what?
The six?
And the person down in the manhole cover?
Well, we looked. It wasn't logical.
Yeah, we did look.
We did. Did we investigate? We had a tape ruler.
We didn't have a tape ruler, dude. Well, you just ran out in the street.
Okay, we did measurements. I did. And I was effective. All right? I was effective. We should all have... Dude, we got to get down there. Do a live stream from down there. Hopefully that dude's all set up on the table and we can go up there and do a live interview with them and stuff. So, and then he'll start throwing some real facts up. But folks, hey, RoMikaDesigns.com. Get your asses over there. Custom everything. And Ron has the fiber laser now, so he's ripping shit up. RoMikaDesigns.com. Get over to the website, abnormalrealities.com. We love the hell out of you guys. Do not forget, download the podcast. Listen to the podcast. That's how you help us out. Ron Phillips, Rocky Stucci. Love the hell out of you guys.
Love the hell out of you guys. Tarantulas coming up in the future. You know it. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.